Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
The Rob Brown Show! Back on the radio, it's the Fan Upstate. Hour numero dos! Starts right now. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and you. Be a part of the radio show, 844-326-3663, 844-F-A-N-F-O-N-E. If you'd like to jump on board, now's the opportunity. That is the Hub City Spartanburgers text line. You can text that number, 844-326-3663. You can also call that number and jump on the air during the show, and I will let you know that if you want to, the next three segments, this hour is your opportunity to do so, because starting at 8 o'clock, we are booked up solid. 8 a.m., Lulu Kasten of the Greenville News is going to come by. We'll talk a little baseball with her, check in on the football team as well. Then at 8:20 a.m., Michael Pius, the executive director of the First Tee of the Upstate, one of my favorite philanthropic entrepreneurs and favorite charities to work with, First Tee of the Upstate, of course, this Saturday, their big Kentucky Derby party. I've said before, I fully endorse Kentucky Derby parties, even if I think the Kentucky Derby is the most, it's the most overhyped sporting event. For me, it is nothing more than a justification to have a party where I put on some seersucker, I knock down a handful of mint juleps, and I enjoy a day of day drinking in the sunshine.
I just, you know, because I'm never going to do it. I know this is probably a disgusting question, but the after effects of mint juleps?
I mean, no worse than any other.
I mean, are the belches minty? All right, there we go. As literal as I can be.
I mean, again, mint juleps are a beverage that you sip and enjoy. You don't hammer them down. Like the burps that come with alcoholic beverages are the it's the same as drinking a Diet Coke too fast. It's just the carbonation building up, and you got to let that gas out in one direction or the other. The backdoor gas that comes up is a result of material being broken down by the bacteria in your gut, and it can't come up the top end because obviously there's a bunch of liquid and valves in the way. So it's got to go out the back door. The stuff that comes out the top is gas that builds up in the bubble in the gut, and then it comes up the top because there's obviously no obstruction in that direction. Drinking an alcoholic beverage and catching the burps is the same as hammering down a Diet Coke and catching the burps. So if I'm going to do that, yeah, I prefer it be minty fresh.
Okay, so that's a long way of saying yes, that's my theory is true.
I mean, yeah. That seems like a win-win for everybody. Right, me and the people around me.
Okay, all right.
But also, with a mint julep, that's a sipping cocktail. That is not a let me hammer nine of these down and have myself a day cocktail.
Listen, accidentally taking a deep breath while you're drinking something can cause that to happen too.
I mean, sure.
You don't necessarily have to be tilting your head back and pouring it in, I mean, you could just, you know, or start to laugh or something that may cause that to happen. That's all. I'm just curious.
Not incorrect. Not incorrect. So I would say yes, but again, it's a pretty rare circumstance that a mint julep is going to cause you to rip back a belch.
Now the stream is telling us which alcoholic beverage makes the best belches. Sorry about that, I guess.
I mean, listen, it's important conversations to have, right? Like these are things everybody needs to know.
Sporting, because those kind of contests do break out on occasion.
This is true. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it is 7:05 in the morning. You are less than 55 minutes away from having to get your bootay into the office. You're going to have to sit down, and you're going to have to handle those responsibilities of the job. But at some point, you will be all caught up. At some point, it'll be your time to walk down the hallway, head to the water cooler, meet up with those one or two coworkers that you actually enjoy their time and presence, and talk sports. And if you're going to do that, you need to know what's going on. And if you need to know what's going on, ladies and gentlemen, you need this. It is the Water Cooler Cheat Sheet, the top three sports stories you need to know before you get to the office and start talking sports with your coworkers this AM. This is what you will be talking about. Let's dive in with item number one. Two games in the National Basketball Association last night as we put a bow on round number one. The Houston Rockets stay alive. That's not the word. Stay alive as they are not eliminated by the Golden State Warriors. Golden State is still up 3-2 after a 131-116 H-Town win last night. The Rockets were led by Fred VanVleet's 26, 25 from Amen Thompson, and 24 from Dylan Brooks. This was a war of attrition. The Rockets played 9 players off of the bench. The Golden State Warriors played 9 players off of the bench. Everybody got some time. Now, a good chunk of the reason last night is because Golden State they were done with about 5 minutes left to play inside of the fourth quarter, because at that point, Houston had run up a pretty solid lead. H-Town was up 40-24 after the first quarter. They outscored Golden State by 11 in the second quarter. It was a runaway train, never looking back kind of game for Golden State last night, except they were on the wrong end of said train. The Rockets still alive. The Timberwolves sent the Lakers to Cancun last night. A 103-96 victory moves Minnesota into round two and the LA Lakers back to the crib. 27 for Rudy Gobert. That is not a verbal typo. Rudy Gobert, the French big man, the man who started COVID, the defensive player of the year multiple times. Yeah, that Rudy Gobert. 27 points and 24 boards for the big man on the inside last night. The Lakers just had no answer. They got 23 out of Julius Randle, the 6'9" big man out of Kentucky. He went 32 minutes. They only needed 15 out of Anthony Edwards last night. The Lakers, 28 out of Luka Doncic. He added 9 assists and 7 boards in the game. They got 23 out of Rui Hachimura, 22 out of LeBron James. The Lakers shot 42% from the floor last night. The Timberwolves shot just 40%. But they did lift 89 field goal efforts. The Timberwolves, by the way, if they play this game, even with the career night of Rudy Gobert, if they play this game, they lose 90% of the time. They shot 40%. They went 7 of 47 from behind the arc. Like, they lose this game most of the time. They just happened to have a lucky night where the Lakers were off their game. So L.A. is done. Let's go to item number two. Three games in the Stanley Cup playoffs last night. We opened with the Caps and the Canadiens. It is Washington moving on into round number two with a 4-1 win. They win the series 4-2-1 when it was all said and done. Alex Ovechkin scored again in this one. Tom Wilson also netted a goalie. I mean, normally known for the big hits on defense, he was able to get one through. Logan Thompson faced 29 shots. He saved 28 of them. Washington is moving on. The Sunshine State Showdown goes the way of the Florida Panthers last night. 6-3 winners over the Tampa Bay Lightning. They also win the series 4-1. Alexander Barkov had a goal. Sam Bennett had a goal. Sam Reinhart had a goal. Anton Lundell, Etu Lusitanen also had goals last night for the Panthers, for Florida last night. Sergei Bobrovsky faced 29 shots, saved all but three. The Lightning never really got anything going. It was 2-2 after the first period. Florida would take a 4-3 lead at the end of the second, but when the third period rolled around, it was very evident that Florida had the legs that Tampa Bay did not. And we wrapped it up late last night with a 5-3 win. The Winnipeg Jets now hold a 3-2 lead over the St. Louis Blues. Connor Hellebuyck, who, for being one of the best goaltenders on planet Earth, has been struggling in these playoffs. He did let three go through last night, but he faced an onslaught in the third period from St. Louis and was able to hold the line. So the Jets now up 3-2 over the St. Louis Blues. We'll get some hockey later on in the show. Let's get to item number three. The two teams suing at NASCAR asked a judge yesterday to dismiss NASCAR's counterclaim in court. In a 20-page filing in district court in North Carolina, 2311 Racing, the team owned by Michael Jordan, and Front Row Motorsports opposed NASCAR's motion to amend its original counterclaim. The teams argued that the need to amend the counterclaim further demonstrates the weakness of NASCAR's arguments, calling them an attempt by NASCAR to distract and shift attention away from its own unlawful monopolistic actions that, according to the Associated Press, NASCAR's counterclaim singled out Michael Jordan's longtime business partner, Curtis Polk, who is a co-owner of 2311 Racing. The legal battle began after more than 2 years of negotiations on new charter agreements. You will remember that right before the playoffs last year for the world's biggest second biggest racing circuit, NASCAR decided they were going to offer up take it or leave it charters to their teams. Basically, if you want a charter, you sign this document. If you don't, you don't get one, and you will have to race your way in to every race next year. There are 40 spots each week. 36 of them belong to teams and their charters. There are effectively 4 open spots to be raced into every year. 2311 and Front Row refused to sign, sued NASCAR, alleging NASCAR and the France family that owns the stock car series are a monopoly. They cited NASCAR purchasing the ARCA racing circuit last year, saying, hey, every time a league pops up that could ultimately rival NASCAR, NASCAR just buys them so that there is nowhere else to go and make any money in this industry, which gives them the power to come to us with basically any terms that they want in the charter, and teams have no option but to buy them. NASCAR does not have the antitrust protections, or at least not to the extent that the NFL, NBA, and MLB have. And Jordan, Front Row, 2311 are effectively saying that because they do not have those antitrust protections and because they do not allow any other leagues to try to pop up and compete with NASCAR, they have an illegal monopoly over racing, which prevents 2311, Front Row, and by default, the other NASCAR teams from creating a world in which they can successfully negotiate for better compensatory terms from the sport. We will see if the judge agrees to dismiss the counterclaim amendments or if they let it happen. We will find out. All right. Let's take a break. When we come back here in just a minute, I got a few things that I would like to get to on the radio program. A couple of big time stories that have popped up over the past couple of weeks we have not gotten a chance to get to. We got to get some NHL discussion in here. More NFL draft fallout as we continue to evaluate the draft classes of all 32 NFL teams. Lulu Kessin stopping by in about 42 minutes, 8 a.m. straight up to talk Gamecock baseball, football, and basketball. She'll be followed by Michael Pius, the executive director of the First Tee of the Upstate at 820, 840. Rashad Beard pulls up to talk Carolina Panthers. We'll get his thoughts on the draft from last weekend. 9 o'clock, Hayton Ass Mario comes by. We'll talk some NBA playoffs with him. 9:20, Fight Club with the great Melonzo. Plenty to check in as the continued fallout from WrestleMania rolls along, and then the end of the show belongs to you. The Rob Brown Show is live on the Fan Upstate.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
So I wasn't going to address it, but now that the NFL has gotten involved, it kind of feels like we have to. The prank call to Shedeur Sanders that got made on draft night has been addressed by the National Football League. The NFL has fined the Atlanta Falcons not over the prank call, just so we're clear. It was not the call itself that is the reason that the Falcons have taken a fine. It is the fact that Jeff Ulbrich, the defensive coordinator, allowed the personal phone number of Shedeur Sanders to end up in the hands of his son. Ulbrich's 21-year-old son admitted to the prank call, which of course he did because he filmed himself and put it on Instagram. I got to tell you, I am doing my darndest not to become the next generation is dumb and I hate them old guy. But sometimes they just make it where I have to be.
Dumb people in every generation behind, dumb people in every generation to come. It's just part of it.
Oh, without a doubt.
I am curious, though. this is the only prank call that happened. Are all the other ones, are they finding out who it was and finding them too?
I have to imagine they're going to, right? Like, Shedeur Sanders obviously was the most visible of this, but there were other guys who received prank calls. I think Tyler Warren said he got one during the draft, and there was, who was the other guy? There was one more guy. That guy, there was at least three where somebody prank called one of these kids and pretended to be an NFL general manager, called and said, oh, well, you know, I'm so-and-so with the so-and-sos, and we're picking you up here. Or as they did to Shedeur, said, oh, it's the Saints, we're picking you here. And then after the Saints made the selection of not Shedeur Sanders, and you saw that play out. Like, there was a video that came out that went viral on social of Deion Sanders sitting on the couch at Shador's draft party. And when the Saints come up on the clock and announce the pick of Tyler Shook out of Louisville, Deion had a visible, visceral reaction. And it was, when it went viral that day, it was very weird because it's like they would not have called Shedeur Sanders. Like, Shedeur Sanders would know if he was coming off the clock. So why is Deion so visibly frustrated? And now we know why. It's because Shedeur did receive a call alleging to be the New Orleans Saints saying, we're taking you here. And then that didn't happen. The reason Ulbrich has been fined is because he received, as every GM, as every coach in the league did, they received, and I saw this yesterday from, oh gosh, one of the NFL dudes for ESPN was on McAfee show talking about it. But they said that there were two emails that went out. One of them contained a list of phone numbers for the college players who were eligible to be drafted. And then the NFL sent out a second memo that had just Shedeur Sanders' phone number, not because it was special treatment, but because apparently Shedeur Sanders changed his phone number like right before the draft, like a day or two before the draft. And so they had to send out an update. They had to send out an update with Shedeur Sanders' new number. And that got out to the son of the Falcons defensive coordinator.
It's funny because this just popped up on my screen, probably because we were talking about it and the phones are listening. Here's a list of players who got pranked. Shedeur, Shiloh Sanders, Tyler Warren, Kyle McCord, Mason Graham, Chase Lunt, whoever that is, Josh Conley Jr., Abdul Carter, and Isaiah Bond.
Yeah, Texter just wrote in and said Abdul Carter got one. Told him he's going to the Jags at number two, according to ESPN, and that there were seven players at least who received these prank calls.
All right. I seem to recall this happening last year, but I thought it was like one person. I don't remember it being this many.
I mean, listen.
And so one person did it. It got some publicity. Now everyone's thinking, or a lot of dumb people are thinking, I'm going to do it too.
Prank calls have been a thing, I'm assuming, for as long as calls have been a thing.
Have you ever prank called?
I don't think so.
Oh, I have.
Not that I recall.
I have for sure. Back in the day, me and my friends, we would go through this thing called the phone book, kids, and find weird names.
Why did you keep all your phones in a book?
Yeah, I know. It's for safekeeping. It's kind of like a safe. Anyway, so we would go through and I would just find the weirdest name that we could make a joke out of and we would call them. We also prank called my English teacher, my 11th grade English teacher. He said his dog was smarter than us, so we prank called him and asked to speak to the dog, but he said he was too busy writing his thesis.
Nerd. Go outside, nerd. I don't think I did. Like, I never found entertainment in it, but I can see why. I mean, listen, Bart Simpson has been crank calling Moe's Tavern since I was a child.
We didn't have the internet, so, I mean, you know, what else were we going to do? We could have been hooligans, ne'er-do-wells, out, you know, getting in trouble. But instead, we were doing something which, no, is prank calling illegal? I don't know that it is.
Is your refrigerator running? Exactly. Well, you better go catch it. Do you have Prince Albert in a can? Well, you better let him out.
I never did those, though. I was a little more inventive. I don't like going with what's cliche.
Hello there. Is Anita Wiener available?
Hey, is Anita Wiener here? Anita Wiener?
You know, the temptation it is to cut that now and use that, but I'm not gonna, because there are lines that we're not crossing yet. Because if I cross the line, you cross the line.
Is Anita Wiener across the line? There's got to be an Anita Wiener out there somewhere.
No,
right?
That's not. I mean, you saying it, me having the ability to make that a sound clip. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, because I'm that guy, and I went ahead and Googled Anita Wiener.
Man, I hope you spelled it right.
Oh, for sure. It's a name. A-N-I-T-A. Anita. Apparently, if you head down to Boca Raton, Florida, there was a young lady who is an agent, a real estate agent at Coldwell Banker in Boca Raton, Florida, whose name is Anita Wiener. I wonder how many phone calls she gets on the daily. I wonder if she hates her parents. She has to, right? And she's not an old lady.
Like shorten it to Nita.
Yeah.
Nita
Wiener.
That doesn't help.
That doesn't help at all. She can't use her initial. Hey, everybody. Have y'all talked to my agent, a Wiener? Like, they're okay. Okay, I clicked on this one, and I feel bad about this, but RIP a couple of weeks ago to Anita Wiener died. So, apparently from West Bloomfield, Illinois, deceased Anita Wiener.
And to the streamers asking if we talked about Seymour, no, because that's lowbrow. We're not doing that.
No, I disagree. Okay? We just ran out of time yesterday. If you didn't think I wrote out an entire script just to get to Seymour Wiener, which is absolutely coming down the pipe now that Anita Wiener is on the table.
I didn't believe that was real. When I saw it, it's been flashed up on every screen about that dude dying. I was like, there's no way.
Somebody got God. Yeah. Nope. Turns out Seymour Wiener and Anita Wiener are real. Anyway, the NFL has fined the Falcons for, quote, failing to prevent the disclosure of confidential information distributed to the club in advance of the NFL draft. Olbrich said neither he nor the Falcons would be appealing the fine. Olbrich said that he reached out to the Sanders family and apologized for the situation, said that Shador and his father were, quote, amazingly gracious, more gracious than they needed to be in a moment like this. Listen, it's as far as the prank call goes, I fall on it here. Whatever, it's a prank call, but there is a difference between a prank call because nothing's happening and it's funny entertainment versus this kid is sitting there, and you can say whatever you want about Shador Sanders and his, you know, entitled attitude or whatever it is that prevented him from being drafted before the fifth round. This kid is sitting there watching everything he thought was happening in his life go away pick by pick by pick by pick by pick. I don't like it. All right. If you want to call a bar and ask if Anita Wiener is there, have at it. All right. Have at it. If you want to call and ask if Icy Wiener is in the house, have at it. I'm good with that. It's funny. It's a quick laugh. We all move on.
I'm fixated on a certain name. I am curious, as a father myself, your son just cost you $100,000, I believe was the fine. What's that conversation go like? I know, and dude is 21, but still, what's that conversation?
You are going to be cutting my grass until you die, boy. You are going to be doing DIY projects around my house until you pass away. It is going to be written into my will when I die that you owe me 10,000 more lawn cuts.
You said he did it on Instagram? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
How many hits did he get on that?
He videoed himself and then posted it later on, which is how everybody knew that, you know, he did it. Because, hey, man, internet clout. Now, in fairness, the guy may not know he was doing anything wrong in terms of, like, breaking the rules of the NFL, right?
Is his dad, like, been in the NFL for a while? Because, I didn't know that was a rule either. But still, you would think, oh, dad's really going to be mad at me if I do this. That's probably the worst thing he thought would happen.
Oh, for sure. And again, Like, he doesn't work for the Atlanta Falcons. He's just a 21-year-old idiot doing idiot things, man. Like, apparently the Falcons said in a statement that Jax, J-A-X, because of course his name is Jax with an X in it.
All right. I just think that's a cool name. Yeah, a preppy punk jerk name probably, but still I like the name.
Jax with an X is the name of a kid who brags about the fact that his dad is ripping down the youth center to build a coffee lounge or something.
He's also on the golf team and, you know, several things like that.
Listen, I know a lot of kids on the golf team who are cool dudes. This is.
All right, I wanted to say the baseball team, but I knew you would come at me for
Jax
that.
Jax is absolutely a baseball name.
Okay, all right.
Jax is absolutely a baseball name. Listen, I'm not saying that if your name is Jax with an X that you're going to inherently do stuff like this. I'm saying that stuff like this is almost exclusively done by kids with an X in their name, okay? Like, not all kids with X's in their names act this way, but all kids who act this way have X's in their name. Unless your name is Dexter, kids with an X in the name are the ones who are doing stuff
Jax
like this.
Jax probably has friends with the names of, like, Cliff, you know.
Tanner.
Yeah, stuff like that, yeah.
Riley. All right, that one's not fair. Riley's a good, strong name. You get the point. Anyway, Ulrich said in the press conference, quote, I promise my son and I will work hard to demonstrate we're better. Do you think there was any point that Jeff at the podium was like, I'm going to throw my kid under the bus. Forget that. I didn't do anything wrong. This little idiot wrote Shedeur Sanders' name down by taking it off of my team issue iPad at the crib. I wonder if there was any point of Jeff at the podium that wanted to be like, look, my son's a dumbass and I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Like, go full Red Foreman on it.
I think he could have went, hey, listen, trust has been broken within my household. My children knew that leave my work stuff alone, and he didn't do that. And the $100,000 will be taken out of his trust fund. I'm taking the keys to his Ferrari
Jax
away.
Is absolutely a trust fund name.
Yeah, yeah.
Jax is a trust fund name.
He's not going to be able to hang at the club, you know, the golf club this weekend with his buddies.
Apparently, he's a 21-year-old student at Ole Miss, because of course he is. With a name like Jax, where else do you go to school but Ole Miss? All right, jokes aside, basically, the NFL are they give out the phone numbers to kids that you might call to get a pick. The top picks, the international kids apparently had their names on this roster, the ones getting drafted from other countries, etc. And you are expected to keep these kids' phone numbers confidential, and Jeff Ulbrich failed to do that. He took a fine. As far as I am concerned, like, I've seen people making a big deal out of it. As far as I'm concerned, this story's over.
So, yeah, but really, it's not, though, because how do you prevent this from happening next year?
By handing out $100,000 fines, primarily.
Well, I know, but if you're that kid and your dad is that dad, maybe $100,000 ain't that bad. So, yeah, I know it rhymed. I got flow, dude. I can't help it. Anyway, does the NFL find a way going forward to make sure that this cannot happen again? Is there some way that they can do this?
I mean, again, like, I don't know what you do past fines. Next thing, maybe you start taking draft picks. But
I'm talking technologically finding a way to make sure that they can't be pranked.
Well, what do you do? I mean, you have one other option, which is you call and you say, I'm going to tell you this number one time. Do not write it down. Memorize it one shot. But at the end of the day, I don't think that they sent Jeff Ulbrich an email that had Shedeur Sanders' personal phone number in it, not via an encrypted type of system.
Well, there you go. Maybe an intricate number of pass codes that have to be, you know, typed in before you know it's the right person.
Homeboy stole it off of his dad's iPad. Like, I guess you could create a rule that says no one outside the team's allowed to, but it's a 21-year-old college
DNA,
kid.
DNA, thumbprints, I don't know.
It's a 21-year-old kid at his dad's house who did a dumb thing. Like, yeah, it's a dumb story. John Dog says, keep work stuff at work. John Dog, I envy you if you have a work but only at work job. NFL coaches do not have a work but only at the office job.
Neither do we.
Neither do we.
Yeah.
I do at least a couple of hours of work on the daily at the crib. If you came to my house and knew how to get into my computer, you could ruin this radio station in 10 minutes. Okay? I just don't have a 21-year-old kid with an X in their name.
Come on, let's not get crazy. Chris would stop that. He would make sure that didn't happen.
I mean, once he found out it was going on. But again, if a 21-year-old kid was to get access to my computer, yeah, I could be in some trouble. Point here is, as far as I'm concerned, the story's over. It is what it is. It sucks. I actually dislike it for Shador, but it is what it is. All right, a few more stories we need to knock through. When we come back, Lulu Kesson at 8, Michael Pius at 8:20, Rashad Beard at 8:40, Hayden Ask Mario at 9, Fight Club at 9:20, Nap at 10:30. The Rob Brown Show, The Fan Upstate.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Rob Brown Show carries on. It's the Fan Upstate, Rob, Lonzo, and you. 844-326-3663 is the number. Got a couple of things that I wanted to get to, and I will throw this one out very quickly. I talked about this a little bit yesterday, but I was able to find the clip. Rob McElhenney and Ryan Reynolds are the owners of Wrexham Football Club in Wales. Why are we talking Welsh football? Well, there is a very good reason for it. Wrexham FC, which over the last couple of years has become wildly popular both in Wales, in the UK, and internationally, largely because of their celebrity ownership. You may have heard of Ryan Reynolds. He was in a little movie called The Proposal, one of the greatest of all time. His obviously his triumph in his career with Sandra Bullock. He's done a couple other side projects too, but The Proposal, fantastic. So they bought this Welsh fifth tier football club in the UK. There are multiple leagues that play at different levels. Obviously,
By the way, I thought he sold cell phones.
Yes, he is also a spokesperson and owner of a cell phone company, which is, you're right, Zoe, probably his second most well-known project behind The Proposal.
And also, I thought he was famous for his wife being embroiled in
a bit of controversy.
Yeah, and Taylor Swift unfriending.
Oh, yeah.
And also,
the drama.
Travis unfriending.
The drama. Wait, unfriended Ryan?
Yes.
Oh, the bromance
it's
over.
It's a big deal like yesterday or the day before.
Oh, no.
I know.
The ladies have come between the fellas. Oh, no. I don't know. Honestly, I know everybody's mad at Blake Lively. I don't know why.
There's a...
Okay, let me rephrase that.
Yeah.
I don't know why with the Taylor Swift stuff.
I was going to say, there's a pretty big... case.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Director. So,
yeah, I know. On like that, there was like some controversy on the set of a movie that they put out not too long ago, where I guess she made some accusations, but then homeboy brought the text message receipts to show that she might be being a bit dramatic. And of course, like Ryan's going to defend his wife, even if she's wrong. That's kind of part of the duties. It's just a weird scenario, but we're not going to get into all that because this is not TMZ. So, Rob McElhenney of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia fame plays a character called Mac. Phenomenal show. It's my favorite television comedy, honestly, maybe ever. Maybe ever. It's a great show. They bought a fifth-tier Welsh football club, and over the past 5 years... have turned it into an international phenomenon. This team was just promoted, that is to say, succeeded at the league they were at and moved up to the next league up for the third consecutive time. It is the first time in UK football history that a team earned three consecutive promotions. This team now, next season, will play in the second highest league in UK football. Rob McElhenney was on Sky Sports. So Rob McElhenney was asked, like, what is your legitimate goal here? And his answer was, To make it to the big league, man. To make it to the big league. To make it all the way to the Premier League. And they are on their way up. They will be playing in the Championship. There are 24 teams that play at that level. The top three teams are promoted up. The bottom three teams, bottom four teams in the case of the National League, are moved down. So he says the goal is to get to the very top. Why am I bringing this up? I am bringing this up to prove to you, because this is empirical proof, that if you have owners that care and can be rewarded for investing in their club, for creating a culture of success around their club, for demanding success from their club, then anybody can do it. This was a club in Wrexham, Wales, an old, if I recall correctly, steel town. Like, in its heyday, during the Industrial Revolution. And then once they started moving manufacturing out of the area, this town basically became a town of people who are employed only in positions necessary for the other people in this town to survive. So there's nothing there. They played in a stadium that was quite literally decades old and falling apart. And Rob McElhenney and Ryan Reynolds stepped in, purchased this club as a passion project, but said, we're going to invest. They started by getting a documentary made. And here's the thing, because I saw somebody yesterday on social media go off and go, okay, but if they weren't A-list celebrities, and I don't even know if Rob McElhenney's an A-list celebrity. Ryan Reynolds is, obviously. Rob McElhenney's like a B, maybe C-list celebrity. If they weren't A-list celebrities, would they have access to the resources that they have access to? Yes. Now, other owners of teams at that level may not have access to those resources, at least not initially. But Reynolds and McElhenney did not come into this with like unlimited money. If you have not watched it, I encourage you to watch Welcome to Wrexham. Even if it's a documentary that followed the purchase and advancement of this club by these two actors, it's, to me, wildly entertaining. And you do not need to be a soccer fan to enjoy it. My wife's not a soccer fan. She watched it with me. She enjoyed it. The point that I am making here is very simple. This is why I have encouraged promotion relegation for years. This is why I am absolutely a believer that until American soccer fully embraces the promotion relegation model, we will not be able to catch up with the rest of the world. This is something that it is too late to put into other sports. But that NASCAR lawsuit we talked about earlier in the show, the 2311/Front Row Motorsports lawsuit against NASCAR and the countersuit from NASCAR against those two co-plaintiffs, it is kind of trying to set this up. But whether or not we would ever create a system where there are lower tier leagues across sports that have promotion relegation for teams, not just the athletes that play. Because like there's promotion relegation for, say, baseball players, right? If you're not producing for the MLB team, you get sent down to single A ball, then double A, then triple A. And if you produce for those teams, you get called back up. And what does it do but ensure that the best baseball players are making it to the highest level because they are producing and showing I'm good enough to move up? When it comes to teams, this creates a reward punishment system for the people that ultimately have the most control over the team, the owners, right? Like, if you have an owner like a Jeff Fisher, owner of the not Oakland Athletics, if you have an owner like that.
Jeff Fisher?
Yes.
Is it? Okay. So not the NFL coach.
Correct. If you have an owner like Jeff Fisher of the not Oakland Athletics, who has zero interest in actually investing in the club and only has interest in having it be as profitable as he can without spending a dollar and then taking as much money off the top of that as he can possibly get, it creates a system in which if his team sucks like the Rockies do right now, who beat the Braves yesterday, by the way, 2-1, they can't finish the sweep. But if you have a team like that and that team goes nowhere and does nothing, you get demoted. And if you get demoted, relegated, guess what you lose out on? You lose out on TV time. You lose out on interest from fans. You lose out on all of these resources. And at the end of the day, more than anything else, capital that would be coming in that you could, you know, profit off of. You lose all of that. Versus if you get promoted, if you get moved up, you get more of that. When the USL announced a couple of weeks ago that the owners had approved the promotion relegation model, do you know why I got very excited about it? Because the Greenville Triumph can be Wrexham. They can be Wrexham. They can have a great set of community supporters. They can have a set of owners, as they do, in my opinion, with the Irwins, who go, yeah, we care. We want to be good, and we understand that you have to spend money to make money. So they get invested. They buy into the community. The community buys into them. Players want to be here. They get the best players available at this level. They move up. The owners get more money. The team has more resources. You get access to better players. You get more time on TV to move merch. You get more time on TV to generate interest. You get more resources to burn through. It's a great system. But you got to have owners that care in order to be successful. And the systems we have set up, I'm not asking to change them. I'm not asking for promotion, relegation in Major League Baseball or NFL or NBA, because I know it's never going to happen. That would be a waste of my time, effort, and energy, of which I have very limited. All I'm making the point to you is, if you have ownership that does not care, if you have ownership that is not investing in the program, if you have ownership that is exclusively in the position to profit, not to succeed, your passion as a fan becomes futile. Because it is honestly a waste of time for me to be a fan of the New Orleans Pelicans right now. Why? Because my ownership does not care about it. They own that team exclusively to profit off of it. A little bit year by year, and eventually whenever they sell the team so that it can move to Seattle or whatever. They don't care. Which is why Willie Green is going to come back, despite the fact that no one on the team likes the guy, is going to be our head coach again next year. With zero justification. Because they don't care. Here are two owners who bought this team, who went all in on the investment, who bought into the community, who went all in on making it a team that that place takes pride in, who went all in on promoting themselves, and would you look at that? Just like that, they go from a fifth-tier Welsh team that nobody outside of Wrexham knows about to a global and cultural phenomenon who has just been promoted to the second highest level of soccer in the country of soccer's origination. Get your owners to invest. If they don't, it's all pointless. Texter said, I visited Wrexham. It's beautiful. It's where they filmed a lot of Harry Potter. I actually didn't know that. I learned something today. All right. Lulu Kesson, when we come back, talks Gamecocks. Then we got Michael Pius, executive director of First Tee of the Upstate. Then we got Hayton Ass Mario at 9 o'clock. Rashad Beard at 8:40 talking Panthers. I don't know why I said those out of order. Fight Club at 9:20 to talk wrestling. Sports Flash now.
The Atlanta Braves were unable to finish the sweep of the Rockies, dropping the finale at Colorado 2-1. Chris Sale was tagged with his third loss, despite giving up just five hits and two runs across seven innings. The LA Lakers are headed home, eliminated by the Timberwolves last night with a 103-96 loss. Rudy Gobert had a playoff high, 27 points and 24 boards, and Julius Randle added 23. LeBron James was uncertain about his future in the league. Asked if his 22nd career season was the last, James said he doesn't have an answer and that he'll have conversations with friends and family before making a decision. He's like 42. I mean, you know. The Houston Rockets stayed alive with the 131-116 win over Golden State last night. Though the Warriors still lead the series 3-2, all five Houston starters finish in double digits, led by Fred VanVleet's 26. Hour number three of The Rob Brown Show coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.